Blackstone Audio presents A Little Learning by Jane Tesh. To all my friends at Jones School, dedicated, talented teachers who truly made a difference in the lives of their students. A little learning is a dangerous thing. Alexander Pope. The one parts with its life there, and the other loses her soul. From the Tales of Hoffman, by Jacques Offenbach. Chapter 1. I've often said I don't want to have children, and now I know why. I already have 3. This bright Sunday morning in September, I came downstairs to find 3 heads bent over a patchwork of brightly colored cards spread across the kitchen table. The black hair braided with yellow beads belonged to Denisha Simpson, age 10. The green and purple hair sticking up like wiry weeds was attached to her best friend, Austin Terrell, also 10. The light brown hair that could benefit from a good combing belonged to my best friend and new husband, Jerry Fairweather, who is 30, going on 10. Okay, we've got all the Pond Palace series except the Drawbridge of Death and the Dungeon of Despair, Denisha said. Austin moved one stack of cards to another. Here's all Buffo's webbed foot guard, except for Rayford the Sticky-Tongued and Bart the Beeper.
Weapons over here, Jerry said. Sword of Destruction, Sword of Light. 3 Sword of Revenge cards. Can we trade one? What does Ronald have, Austin?
I asked him. He won't trade.
Sword of Justice, Sword of Peace. We're missing the Sword of Illusion.
That's really hard to find. I went to the coffee maker. Good morning, warrior toads. 3 heads came up. 3 voices said,
Justice rules the swamp.
So I've heard, I said. How's the collection coming along?
We need about 25 more to complete the first set, Jerry said.
First set?
Set 2 comes out this week, and set 3 in December, just in time for Christmas.
Someone is a marketing genius. Austin rearranged the cards.
We weren't doing too well on our own, but when we combined our sets, we had almost all of them.
And Jerry bought some more, Denisha said. I pushed back my tangle of dark curls and poured a cup of coffee. It was typical of Jerry to spend his money on Buffo the Warrior Toad cards instead of buying normal things or paying outstanding bills, but I really couldn't complain. Being married to him is everything I hoped it would be. Intensely satisfying, especially in the bedroom, without sacrificing the fun we've always had together. And he was actually working.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?